Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Nat Hentoff is no stranger to the pro-life movement, and his defense of life in the face of overwhelming opposition is noteworthy. For many, many years, Nat was a columnist for the New York City paper, The Village Voice, a paper so liberal that the New York Times almost appears mainstream in comparison. Nestled away in its pages, however, was columnist Nat Hentoff. For some pro-lifers, abortion is a dominant issue, and their efforts are concentrated on saving the lives of unborn children. This holds true for many who tend to run in more liberal circles. But Nat's advocacy for life knows no boundaries. Shortly after the death of Terry Schindler Schiavo, the pro-life quarterly journal, Human Life Review, ran a series of articles analyzing the impact of Terry's death. Among the authors was our friend, Nat Hentoff. In his article, Nat notes that Terry's fight to live was taken up by many in the disability rights community because of the fear that at any time the right to life could be taken away from those with disabilities. There is also the fear that the pursuit for perfection in areas like prenatal genetic testing could make people with disabilities second-class citizens and jeopardize their right to life. Mr. Hentoff quotes Andrea Imperato, head of the American Association of People with Disabilities, who spoke before a Senate subcommittee on the inherent dangers in prenatal genetic testing, saying, "When we start devaluing the lives of people with disabilities, we don't know where that's going to stop. You need to take into account the financial implications of all of this. We have an economy that is not doing as well as it once was. One way to save money is to make it easier for people with disabilities to die." Mr. Hentoff then goes on to write, "Having reported on the Terry Schiavo case and having read all of the transcripts of court hearings, I am certain of one dimension of this case. Terry Schiavo was fatally denied due process because all the appellate courts, state and federal, relied wholly on the rigid misunderstanding of the central facts of the case by one Florida Circuit judge, George Greer." Mr. Hentoff also quotes Nancy Valco, a nurse who specializes in the care of the terminally ill and medically dependent. Valco writes extensively on disability rights and gives workshops on medical ethics. In one of her articles, she wrote about the so-called duty to die, saying, "This theory that some lives are no longer worth living has now evolved into so-called fetal care policies at hospitals in Houston, Des Moines, California, and many other areas. Even Catholic hospitals are becoming involved. Thus, the right to die becomes the duty to die, with fetal care policies offering death as the only choice. A poor prognosis, which can be erroneous and is seldom precise, will become a death sentence." Wesley Smith, author and acclaimed bioethicist, says of so-called fetal care that, quote, "unless people object strongly to this duty to die, and unless legislatures take active steps to intervene, this new and deadly game of doctor knows best will be coming soon to a hospital near you." When we are healthy and capable, it is hard to envision a moment when we might be unable to care for ourselves or be incapacitated in some degree. Mr. Hentoff writes that in speaking with the disabled over the years, he has often been told, "It's worth keeping in mind that you are only temporarily able. You could unexpectedly suddenly become one of us." Join me tomorrow as we continue discussing Nat Hentoff's reflections on Terry Schiavo's impact on how we view healthcare in America and how you can best protect yourselves and your loved ones. As always, resource links are available at www.prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.